Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something that you are working on or another intention you would like to use in conjunction with this, I absolutely invite you to do so. I am going to begin by lighting some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And slowly begin to deepen your breath. As you deepen your breath, really tune in to where you are breathing into your body. If there's anything that's tight or a little sore, send the breath along with some extra love there. There's any little pockets of your soul or heart that are a little tight, send the breath there too. And allow the lungs to gently expand and contract. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I would like you to make it the deepest breath of the day. Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead and take that deep breath in and keep inhaling, really fill up those lungs and exhale and tune in to the collective, to everyone that you are joining in communion across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly begin to let your breath return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. As I start shuffling our cards for today, I invite you to tune back in to our intention of source, manifested as spirituality, as well as any intention that you may have set at the beginning of our ritual. What does source mean to you today? How is source going to integrate into your day? How do you want them to integrate into your day? How does source normally show up in your day? Have you been thinking about source or anything else with spirituality differently? And our card today is the Five of Swords. And I think we've gotten this one before too, which is so interesting. This collective really has some... We've been going through a similar journey over the last few weeks. And maybe it even was existing before our daily ritual began. And it's been kind of a little bit longer than that for you. But all of these messages really are connected. And I think we're seeing that as we continue to get some similar cards, but also feel some similar messages of letting go and leveling up and prioritizing the self. The Five of Swords, I'll describe it now, is a combative card. We have a stormy sky and a victor in this battlefield holding three of the swords, two fallen to the ground of the two other people on this beach that have lost this battle. And what I'm called to say here is that, yes, the victor who has won, that is kind of manipulative and conniving. That this isn't a feel-good card, right? He hasn't picked up those other two swords yet. And the two people who Rider-Waite would tell us have lost still have the opportunity to go back and pick up those swords. Whatever challenge you are facing right now in life, in your growth, in your relationship to source and spirituality, pick up the sword. This is really similar to yesterday, actually. Keep going. Keep pushing. It may feel like, again, you are a little bit at the end of your rope, but that is not a time to admit defeat. This is a time to take up strength and let Source have your back in this battle. I think with today's intention being about Source, but also having the suit of the swords, which is the suit of the intellect, the mind, the academic, there is this idea of merging the two worlds of the metaphysical and the physical, of kind of left brain, right brain in a way, that there is something about the marriage of the felt world and the practical world that helps you pick this sword back up, right? There is something you want. I'm hearing like goal or dream. There is something really big, and I think it may feel unclear, but there's something that just feels like has got to give or is ready for a change. Don't be afraid to use your will to engage with this energy. I think there's this misconception in spiritual work that it's kind of let go and let God, but manifestation and spiritual work only happens when you rise to meet Source, when you rise to meet the universe. These things are your partner in this work. They're not doing it for you. And this isn't to say that you have been just waiting around and expecting it to happen, but I think this is just a reminder of the role that we do play in our own destiny. And as much as Source is working for you, you should also be working for yourself. As we move into our mantra for today, we are going to combine our theme of Source that manifests as spirituality with our card, the Five of Swords. And I want to call in the work of one of my favorite thinkers, Brené Brown. And our mantra is going to be, I am in the arena. If you're not familiar with Brené Brown, she talks about The Man in the Arena, which is I believe, Theodore Roosevelt speech about how you got to get dirty and do the work. And I think that that's really applicable here, that if it feels like you've been on the sidelines watching, it's time to get in the arena. And that, in getting your hands dirty, is meeting Source. And Source will be there ready to greet you with open arms and help you in the arena. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath here in a moment. And when we do so, on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of, I am in the arena. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am in the arena. And you are. Even acknowledging the arena, deciding, considering the decision to enter the arena is part of being in the arena itself. For our practice today, I want you to think about what this dream is. That really came through loud and clear. Like, there is something big. And maybe dream isn't even the right word, but it's like there is something in front of you that is both what you are working on and using. And there's just like there's kind of like a ball of energy in front of the collective right now, and I want you to try and name it. What would you name that thing that is maybe you consider a block in the road? Maybe you consider your growth edge. Maybe you consider a dream or a goal or an ambition. Whatever this big thing is in front of you, give it a name. And even if that name isn't perfect, I think being able to have a word or something to describe it helps us conceptualize it, helps us think about it. And when we make something real, we are better able to tackle it, right? And then share with me in the comments what you decide to name it. It could be an actual name if you want to name it like Jessica, which actually maybe kind of fun to make like a challenge, have a silly name and make you feel good about doing it, or, you know, bring a smile to your face while you're working on these things. Or if it is the actual name of dream or goal, or if it is even more specific, like write a book, whatever that name is, drop it in the comments for me. Thank you all so very much for being a part of our daily ritual. Again, let me know in the comments down below what you are naming this thing that is in front of you. And please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. And until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow or subscribe and leave us a like or a 5-star review. Again, drop in the comments whatever you are naming this dream, this challenge, this thing in front of you, and share this video with someone that might enjoy it. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, our other content, or our offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to find out more over there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.